We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Certainly one of the highlights of the Royals weekend was seeing Brady Singer pitch. Singer Day on Saturday, right? I love the fact that we're not worried about just pitch the best guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he pitched well during spring training. He was getting rave reviews. Vern was telling us all about how Singer was looking. He's like, yeah, he's one of the best pitchers for their rotation.
Right.
Should be in the rotation.
If you still have healthy guys in Keller and Junis, you probably should have Brady Singer in your rotation. Now, if this is a normal 162, you probably don't have him in your rotation. They'll probably May or something like that. But everything is sped up now because of the shortness of this season.
Love, love, love.
Because what are you going to do? I mean, were you going to go with two bullpen games right out of the gate like that, Danny Duffy, and then go with a bullpen game on Saturday and a bullpen game on Sunday and then turn it back over to Mike Montgomery on Monday? I don't think you were. And I think, obviously, as we talked about Josh last week a little bit, you know, this was the right decision. It was a great decision by the Kansas City Royals to go ahead and do something like this, because for so long we've been, you know, living in a world where you could not have young guys come up because you didn't want to get the clock ticking on them. But in a situation that we are in right now where everything is sped up, it's the right decision to make. Let's put the best product on the field we possibly can and worry about signing guys and paying guys when we have to worry about signing guys. Like, we're borrowing from the future, and there's no guarantees that any of us are going to be around in 7 years when it's time to re-sign Brady Singer.
Dayton Moore was excited about it as well. He spoke yesterday in the pregame here on 610 Sports Radio in the Dayton Moore Show. Watching Singer get his first start was a great day for everyone in the organization.
You know, there's no doubt it gives a lot of our pitchers a lot of hope when you see somebody break into the major leagues the way he did and the way he went about it. And, of course, to be able to get the win ultimately was special and a great day for our organization.
Yeah, how about that? Others get to see this as well.
That's right.
What's going to push you, other young up and comers? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey, that guy got an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to get mine pretty soon as well. My goodness, did he look the part, Bob?
My God, he did, yeah. Like you watched him pitch, and we talked a little bit about his numbers, and obviously, you know, 7 strikeouts, 5 innings, that's pretty impressive. But if you just watched that game for the first time, if you were just a Major League Baseball fan, and you sat down and tuned on that game to watch the Royals and Indians, and you saw Brady Singer on the mound, you would have no idea that he was a rookie, that he's a first Major League
start,
that he's never been there before.
Calm, looked like
relaxed,
he belonged on the mound.
Looked like he owned the mound. Yeah, yeah. Like everything that you want out of a starting pitcher, I think, is what we saw out of Brady Singer. I think he was a guy that really looked the part. And, you know, we've seen so many guys come up and make a big league debut over the years, and you look at him, you're like, oh, my God, that guy's nervous. That guy's knees are shaking. There's no way he's going to be able to go out there and get the job done, whether it's a positional player or a pitcher. And Brady Singer came out there, and granted, no fans in the stands, so that probably changes things up a little bit. Not as nerve-wracking as it could have been if there was, you know, 35,000 people in Cleveland or whatever watching the game. But I think ultimately he definitely looked the part. He looked in command. And he looked like he owned the mound. He was throwing inside. He wasn't afraid of hitters. He was going after guys. Like, everything that I saw out of Brady Singer on Saturday afternoon, I was excited about. I was fired up for, man. And it was appointment watching for me on Saturday. Like, I told, you know, my wife and kids, and I'm like, at 4 o'clock, hey, and I even tweeted out, Brady Singer pitches at 4:10. So if you need anything taken care of, get me before 4:10, because I'm watching Brady Singer pitch today, and I'm going to sit there and enjoy the future future of the Kansas City Royals. And the one thing that Dayton Moore said that I really think is good, and you know, I think a lot of people don't think about this, is that he sat there and said that it does give the other guys the hope and the opportunity that if I'm doing well enough at T-Bones Park, hey, I'm going to get the call up. I'm going to come up here to the big league level and have the opportunity to play. And if the COVID keeps Keller and Junis out longer than anticipated, you know, another couple of weeks, they're still talking with him, and we're really not getting much out of these bullpen starts that are happening, or maybe Mike Montgomery or Jorge Lopez just isn't doing the job, what's to say Bubich can't be the guy to come up? And I talked to somebody in baseball over the weekend that has a good feel of what the Royals have in their farm system when it comes to pitchers. And this guy told me, he goes, as good as Brady Singer was, when it's all said and done and we got everybody up here, Brady Singer may be the fifth best starter that the Royals currently have right now in the minor leagues. And if you're fifth best starter potential wise, when it comes down to, you know, when they're all up here and you got Asa Lacy on the mound and you got Bubich and you've got all of these guys up here, if Brady Singer is your fifth, what does that tell you the top four guys in the rotation are? Like, if you're not juiced right now for that possibility of him being like the fifth starter on this team in a couple of years, man, I don't know what gets you excited. Because from a sports world standpoint, a guy that dominated the other day in his first start is potentially your fifth best starter right now in the minor leagues.
In terms of like talent and ability.
Talent, ability, yeah. Stuff, projections, all of that. That's really a good sign. That means you got four horses that are ready to come up here and just start, you know, destroying the opposition.
Yeah,
I'm only
taking him as a fifth starter right now because I don't want to put too much pressure on the kid. You know what I mean? But you look at him, you're like, yeah, that's not a fifth. Just watching
him
throw.
But that tells you how good the other four guys are.
Just watching him throw is like, yeah, that's not even close to like a fifth starter.
Right, right. And if that's your fifth, if that's your number five guy,
you'll be doing really, really well.
Find me a team that's going to beat you.
Yeah, that's... I just thought his demeanor and everything,
the whole package
just
was great.
Just looked like it wasn't, you know, the eyes weren't wide. Mm-hmm. It was just called like, yep, just struck a guy out. Big deal. Here we go. I look like a guy that was a seasoned veteran.
Yeah.
Bigger number, name you didn't recognize. You took all that off there and you're like, oh, that guy's probably been pitching for several years in the majors, right?
Exactly.
Oh, no, that was his major league debut.
That was his debut, yeah. And the only thing that was missing really from that start was Joel interviewing his parents.
But he clearly had talked to them.
Yeah, he did.
It was
yes,
okay.
He did.
Yeah.
They should have done a Zoom with the parents.
Live.
You know, live.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would have been entertaining. Apparently some of the members of the family flew to Cleveland and everything.
Yeah, we're there in Cleveland. Like, I can understand if your kid's making his debut in like New York or someplace cool, but Cleveland. But then still, you want to be there.
Then I think it was Joel that said, and I'm not sure. Maybe it was Ryan. I was like, but I don't think they're in the ballpark. But it was almost like, I'm not going to say they didn't sneak in.
Yeah, maybe they snuck in through the gate.
Or were watching outside on the street.
Or outside on the street. You could have been doing that.
Who
yeah.
knows if they were there. So sports, too, where you get to go to, you know, games. Or you get to go to work and your parents are there.
Your parents are there watching.
Yeah, it's not considered.
Could you imagine our parents sitting in the studio watching us every day?
It's not considered creepy or unwanted.
No, it's definitely not unwanted, yeah.
Is he the first of many or few? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
So far, here's my favorite COVID comment from around the NFL. This comes from Peter King's column this morning.
Some unknown player's mad he can't go clubbing or
no,
something
not at
like
all.
That? No.
Veteran Lions linebacker Jamie Collins. Quote, we'll be talking to the young guys about what to do at night. I'll never tell a guy not to live, but I will tell him, stay at home, be smart, don't mess up our money.
I love it.
Which is great, right?
Yeah.
If you mess up this season and I can't get paid,
right,
we're going to have issues.
We're going to have issues. There will be other dudes beating the crap out of other dudes inside that locker room if you mess with money.
Yes.
Have you been clubbing since the thing started?
I have not.
Have you, Kramer, been clubbing?
Don't mess with them. No. Don't mess up our money. Yeah. Is perfect.
Right.
Is it worth it going to do this if we're then going to get shut down and you're not going to get a paycheck?
My mother always used to tell me, and I never understood what she meant by it. Think with the right head. I'm like, what? I don't understand what you mean by
that.
My
mother said that, huh?
My mother said that. That was always good advice from my mother. So I'll just pass that advice along to, you know, everybody else out there that's a paid athlete. Because, again, Jamie Collins, don't mess with my money. Look, when you put it that way, though, when you put it that way, doesn't that send a bigger message than the coach getting up there going, hey, we're all in this together. We can't have you going out. No, no, Jamie Collins, let me handle this, coach. Don't go anywhere. I'm not going to tell you how to live, but if you mess with my money, I'm coming after
That's
you.
Right. That's right.
Because I'm standing to make $15 million this year, and if you get in
don't
the way of that,
screw it
I'm
up.
Beating you down.
Don't screw it up.
And I don't have a problem with that, man. If some guy does something like that that could screw it up for not just the rest of his team, but for the entire league, or do something stupid like that that could ultimately cost people the ability to go out there and earn a living because you were doing something you really didn't need to be doing or shouldn't have been doing, you should get your ass beat for that inside an NFL locker room. I wouldn't hold back if I'm one of those players and somebody goes out to a strip club, let's say, in Atlanta and wants to get food and comes back and infects everybody with COVID because they were thinking, you know, for themselves and they weren't thinking about the greater good of everybody. Yeah, you deserve a beatdown for that inside an NFL locker room. And I could see people doing that kind of stuff, man, especially Jamie Collins. He'd come after you, too.
Yeah. So Laurent Duvernay-Tardif has opted out. Of course, as you know, he's a doctor.
That's right. I heard that.
He's
heard
working in a medical facility in Canada during the offseason, like he has in previous years, kind of on the front lines of the pandemic as well, working in a medical facility. You can get a different lay of the land than you can roaming about, maybe not believing that there's COVID out there.
Right, exactly. And
there's plenty of people that are roaming out there. Like, doesn't affect me. I don't know. I haven't seen a thing. Mm-hmm. I think LDT probably has a different perspective.
I would imagine working in a hospital.
What he has seen in a hospital thus far has decided to opt out. Maybe it's his transition as well to becoming a full-time doctor.
When did he become an orderly? I thought he was a doctor. Like, did he get demoted or something?
There was some story I read like early on in the pandemic as to why he was kind of not really demoted, but he was using his skills to help out in any way possible.
Gotcha.
But wasn't like a full-timer, so they were using him in a different, like,
we don't need this. We need this. Are you willing to do this? Fine. I'm willing to do that type of deal.
That's how it broke down. Yeah. Okay. Like, you're not a full-time employee here. You're here in the summer doing whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So we're not going to put you in a full-time job because you're probably going to end up leaving. So go be an orderly.
I think it was something to that extent, but I'm kind of paraphrasing an article I read probably 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway, maybe this is the transition for him too, to say, look, I think there was going to come a day where it's going to be, you know, I think football's done. I'm gonna be a doctor.
Right.
That time may be now.
It may be sped up, and it may be at a point where he's looking back and going, you know what? I've accomplished everything I possibly can. As we talked about earlier in the show, the movie that Disney can make about Laurent Duvernay-Tardif's career is, I mean, the ending is already written. I mean, you win the Super Bowl, you walk off the field, the pandemic hits, and you walk into a hospital and you start saving lives. Like, do you have a better?
It's pretty good ending.
Do you have a better ending for a story that, you know, doesn't even need to be Disney-fied? I mean, his life has been Disney-fied. I mean, the guy was a sixth-round draft pick out of McGill. Told the Chiefs, well, you know, I'm going to be a doctor as well, and I'm going to be concentrating a lot on this medical school stuff. So if you're willing to, you know, find some middle ground for me, sure, I'll come play. And the Chiefs are willing to find that middle ground. The Chiefs went out there, allowed him to play, allowed him to become a doctor, allowed him to study. Didn't care that it would, you know, maybe take away from his football or whatever like that. Became a starter almost overnight, signed a great contract, and was on the starting offensive line when the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in 50 years, was on the field celebrating essentially the last true sporting event we saw until the pandemic. You know, when the pandemic hit was the Super Bowl. The last real true sporting event was the Super Bowl, and then the pandemic strikes, and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif goes, you know what? I've done enough for this year. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to go into the medical field. I'm going to become a doctor. And it almost, to me, has a feeling of Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams when she's choking on the hot dog and he steps off the baseball field and saves that girl's life from choking on the hot dog. And then they go, oh, my God, you can't go back. And he goes, you know what, though? It was worth it. I saved her life. And, you know, my wife's got dinner working for me and I'll see you later. And he walks away back out into the cornfield. That's what we're looking at with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. He stepped off the football field to save lives. He made the decision to go out there and save lives of other people and put other people ahead of him instead of himself and basically gave up his NFL career. This was the last year of his contract anyway. I don't know if he would have come back. You know, next year the Chiefs are always looking now to get cheaper and younger because of, you know, Patrick Mahomes' $500 million contract and Chris Jones is signed. So you're going to have to get younger and cheaper at a lot of positions, you know, moving forward to have those contracts in place. So it may have been his last year anyway with the Chiefs, but nonetheless, he gave up potentially what could have been his last year in Kansas City to go out there and be a selfless human being and go save lives up in Canada. Flip side also, too, he probably looked at America and went, I ain't setting foot in that country. We're doing okay here in Canada. That's a mess down
there. I don't know that part
of
it either.
Good.
That was my first thought, too, is like he looked down and was like, yeah, we're good.
Whoo, looked south and went, nah, I don't think so.
We'll stay up in America's hat.
Yeah.
Just hang out.
I'll be good up here eating round bacon and saving lives. You do whatever it is you guys are doing down there that's not working.
I'm going to stay here, eh?
Yeah. Give me a Molson, eh? So congratulate. Like I think it's a great movie. Like I just literally wrote the script for a Disney version of Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the Canadian doctor.
There you go. There you
it's
go.
It's done. How many other people could say their career ends like that?
The hard
part
right now is we're not getting any production done, so the movie's got to wait.
Well, it'll wait a while.
It's got to wait a while because we can't be filming anything just yet.
But, could I go buy the rights from LDT?
That might be smart. Mm-hmm. Might be a smart thing. So. Will it lead to others opting out? I know ESPN had discussed this a little bit. I feel like this is a really unique situation.
I do too. The guy's a doctor. He's up in Canada. He's saving lives, and that's why he
now,
opted
may
out.
May there be others that are questioning whether or not they're going to be safe? Yeah, I think we've gone through that with every sport so far. Baseball went through that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to see these plans. I need to know I'm going to be safe. So there could be some opt outs. There could be some family situations which dictate an opt out in the NFL. But largely, I think it's going to be like the other sports. I don't think someone in the medical field is going to push. Oh my gosh, he was in the medical field. Everybody's going to decide now to bail out. I don't think that's
right.
going to be
no,
the case.
No, I don't
this
think
feels
that's
like
be the
a
case
very
at all.
A very singular situation for him.
Well, and they're only offering you $350,000 to walk away too. It's not like they're offering your whole salary and you're getting comped everything to walk away. You're getting a small stipend out of the NFL. $350,000, yes, is a small stipend.
And wasn't that less if you just opted out?
Yeah, that's if you just opted out. Yeah.
The $350 is if you had a medical
opt out.
A medical opt out.
Medical
is that right?
Well, I'm assuming you're opting out because of medical reasons. You're just not opting out because you can opt out this year. I mean, I don't think a lot of players.
But
are
I think you'd
that.
Have to validate what your medical condition
correct.
Was in order to opt out to get that
$350.
You could walk for $150.
Yeah, walk for $150 medical $350.
With whatever, right?
But who's going to do that in the NFL? Because you know what that does, Josh. And I hate to say this, league's moving on without you. And you can and unless you're a guy who's a superstar like a Deshaun Watson or a Patrick Mahomes or somebody like that, unless you're just an irreplaceable type of player, the league is going to move on without you, and the league will find a way to adjust and adapt like they always have without you playing in that league. And chances of you getting back into the league once the pandemic comes back after a year out could be very, very, very hard to do. So I just don't feel like a lot of players are going to use that. There's not enough money on the line. You're giving up too much money of what your salary is going to be to opt out, unless it's a medical thing. And that's a completely different story than just opting out for opting out's sake.
And then obviously you're dealing with an offensive lineman. If there's one position where you're like, Andy's got this, or the offensive line, whatever. I'm not discounting the fact that he's a pretty good player, but I feel like if there's one position I can just feel comfortable that Andy will have a handle on, it's offensive line. We'll find somebody. It'll be
fine.
I
agree. Yeah,
they got Lucas Niang in the third round of the draft. Mm-hmm. Maybe he slides over there. Mike Remmers is a guy they picked up in the offseason. Maybe he's a guy that jumps in there, or they find another way to get it done at offensive
line. They signed that former Jets offensive lineman who left the Jets last year, or got cut by the Jets last year because he got a surgery
that wasn't
authorized. Like, I'm hurt. I'm having the surgery. The Jets are like, no, you're not. He's like, well, yeah, I am. And so the Jets are like, well, you're gone.
But I'm really comfortable with Andy filling.
I am too.
So
I feel really good about it. And I also think, too, Lucas Niang was going to start anyway. He was going to be a guy that started for the Chiefs this year at guard before one of the tackles, whether it be Mitchell Schwartz or Eric Fisher decided he was going to, you know, move on or whatever the case is going to be at that tackle spot. Lucas Niang was going to start this year. He was just going to start at left guard. He still may start at left guard, and you still may have Mike Remmers, you know, as a veteran presence starting at right guard, or and I'm blanking on his name, from the Jets that they decided to bring over. Maybe you got a battle there now at left guard, at right guard, for who's going to fill that spot left by Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. So we'll ultimately see. Osemele is the guy from the Jets. Kelechi Osemele is the guy who played for the New York Jets last year and decided to walk away because he wanted to have surgery because he wasn't right. And the Jets are like, no, you can't have that surgery. Like, I really, it's my body. So I'll see you later. So he's here as well competing for that spot. So they're going to be fine along the offensive line.
If you know the play of the game that Vern gave you from Sunday's game yesterday, 913-576-7610 is the telephone number to win Topper's Pizza. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
All right, it's the Mazarese Jewelers play of the game. Just listen to Vern's post game to find out what the play of the game is and then be the sixth caller at 7:45 the next morning. That's now. And know a player involved in the play of the game for your chance to win Topper's Pizza gift cards and be qualified to win a $500 gift card from Mazarese Jewelry. Who do we have on the line today?
CJ in Kansas City. CJ, can you tell us the play of the game Vern gave you on yesterday's post game?
Yes, sir. Well, the player of the play of the game.
Player,
Salvador,
right.
Perez. Absolutely.
Salvador Perez.
To make sure I win this pizza today.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to win that pizza,
great,
man.
CJ, you
got a great voice, man.
Yeah. Thinking Salvador Perez.
Maybe he can do some voice work for
us. That'd be great. Yeah.
Breaking ball. Line to center. A base hit. Mondesi will be waved around third. Here's the throw home, and he's safe. Mondesi scores. The Royals are on the board.
There you go. He's correct. CJ is correct. It was Salvador Perez at the RBI single in the fourth, and he was the player of the game yesterday. And he's qualified now to win the $500 gift card, also some Topper's Pizza.
That's right. We're going to be doing that every single day after a Royals game. So tomorrow at 7:45, be listening for your chance again to win Topper's Pizza and to be qualified to win that $500 gift card from Mazarese Jewelries. Every day there's a Royals game. Be listening the next morning for your chance to win.
So Vern's post-game after the game tonight. He'll join us coming up at 9:30 as well to look at the first series of the season for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
6:10 first pitch tonight here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals and Tigers, Mike Montgomery against Michael Fulmer. The entire Royals team will be playing. The Marlins might not.
May not
is that
be.
The latest?
I don't know. Kramer said that he saw something about a taxi squad playing the Orioles today.
They're rumoring because they weren't flying back from Pennsylvania just yet because of the potential outbreak. They had four players test positive. That one of the scenarios would include the Marlins taxi squad.
Good. That's why you have the taxi squad. How much worse can it be than what the Marlins
Orioles
are rolling out anyway?
In Miami.
It's Marlins Orioles in front of nobody. Who
while
cares?
While the regular Marlins stay in Philadelphia.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So the 4A players are staying in Philadelphia. The AAA players are the taxi squad, and they're ready to go, and they're ready to play the 4A Baltimore Orioles, right? I mean, look, here's the deal.
It would suck if it's your team.
Yeah. But whose team is the Marlins?
But it's a great story.
It really is, yeah.
Like, my goodness, these guys were like scrimmaging over here at a high school in Miami.
Right.
Getting their stuff in, and they're going to go play a game tonight.
Now, do you think ultimately those guys will have their clocks start ticking on service time? Like all of a sudden now you've got 25 guys and you're trying to
not.
Keep down in the minors. All
I would
of a
hope
the
they
service
would
time
be an exemption for them tonight.
I mean, well, you, who knows? Would the Players Association allow an exemption for that? I wouldn't think so. No. I would not think so. They'll fight for everything.
That's true.
They'll fight for everything, and so they'll probably fight for something like that as well. But I think when you're in a situation like this that we're in right now, and something happens where a couple of guys get the COVID and you may not be able to travel your team, them's the breaks, man. And that's why it's important, going back to Jamie Collins, don't mess with my money. That's why it's important to do the right things and to stay safe if you are part of one of these organizations and part of one of these teams, because it's not just you that you're jeopardizing. It's everybody inside your organization that you have the potential to be jeopardizing. I mean, that's why I think we're seeing a lot of offices slowly quickly work people back in, or may not bring people back in until a vaccine's there. We're seeing schools, you know, slow play this thing as much as they possibly can to bring kids back into the classroom because there are so many variables that are out there. But if you're a Major League Baseball player and you're not living the bubble lifestyle, even though you're not in the bubble, well, then quite honestly, I believe, and in my opinion, you're doing it wrong and you're a selfish teammate. And so if you're not practicing the bubble lifestyle and doing everything you're supposed to be doing to keep yourself safe, you're being selfish to everybody else inside that locker room. Not saying the Marlins weren't, but all of a sudden now you got four or five guys with an outbreak, you know, in Florida. It's kind of scary. So make sure if you're part of one of these teams, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing because you're jeopardizing the lives and potential careers of a lot of people in these organizations.
Now, I would say if you got the bonus Marlins or whatever we call them, taxi Marlins,
the taxi squad Marlins.
You know, I've said I'd watch some of the inner squad stuff that's going on with the T-Bones.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if the Marlins fans have that kind of excitement or not.
Right.
But I set up a cam at T-Bones.
Have you been over there yet to watch it?
I have not. No. But they set up a camera and I could watch on like the Royals web stream or something.
Sure.
I would do
you
it.
You would watch that? Yeah. You want to see some of these younger guys play.
Some of the young pitchers especially throw.
Sure.
So if they were to set that up, I'd watch it. So
absolutely.
Maybe the Marlins getting a sneak peek that others want.
Yeah, and maybe that is too. I mean, maybe that's a great way to look at it. You know what? It sucks that some of our guys have this and we're in this situation right now, but you know what we're going to gain? We're going to gain valuable experience right now. And there's no better way to make your major league debut than in an empty ballpark against the Orioles.
No pressure. Like zero pressure.
First of all, you're not playing in front of anybody. And second of all, you're playing the Orioles. So, yeah. Compound all that together, there's literally no pressure. Maybe your best chance to have a successful debut.
Chiefs rookies and quarterbacks so far, the first ones being allowed into Arrowhead's practice facility as they're going to get underway with some limited drills. As veterans now will join the fray after COVID testing and everything. Willie Gay Jr., Chiefs draft pick in the second round, already waxing the positives of his defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo.
Oh, man, I first met him. It was at the combine. But, you know, we had a lot of WebEx meetings, man. He's a great guy, you know, before a coach. Like, I just can tell by the vibe that I get from him, you know, even though over the phone, you know, he's just someone who cares about you more than just on the field. But he's just going to. He want to teach you. He want to make sure you become the best player that you can be. And he's just, once again, just a great all-around guy. So I love him.
Only knows the WebEx version, though, of Spags.
That's right.
At this point in time.
Yeah.
He's
doesn't
looking
know the
forward
in-person
to see
version.
The...
Wait till he gets here and Maria's cooking dinner for you every night. You're going to really love Spags.
The three-dimensional live version of Spags. He's looking forward to getting after.
Looking forward to going over to Spags' house for dinner. I'll tell you what, once you have a Spags home-cooked meal...
I doubt that's happening this year.
Yeah, probably not. That's true. Maybe she'll cater in for the kids, though.
There you go.
You got to, right?
Unconventional rookie off-season for Willie Gay Jr. and others, but he's trying to stay positive.
I think it's actually going to help me out a lot in a positive way because I feel like, you know, it's changes that nobody's used to, but it's going to make us stronger in a lot of ways. We're going to learn. We're going to have to pick up on the playbook faster. We're going to have to just really jump in right away and with no training wheels and just try to get at it as fast as we can and try to hop on board. So it's going to make us better in the long run. So I'm cool with it.
There you go.
I love that attitude, right?
Take it as a positive.
That's right. That's all you
can do.
Don't
let it. We talked about this with Mike Matheny, right?
Yeah.
Players manager, like, don't let this other stuff bog you down.
Right.
Figure out a way through it. Andy has said this kind of the same thing.
I mean, that was Andy 2.0 right
Andy's,
there.
That's Andy's MO.
Yeah.
Which is, we'll deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as a positive. Don't look at it as a negative that's going to bog you down and use something to push yourself forward.
Well, and if you don't do it that way, you're going to get bogged down and you're going to suck and it's going to be awful and you're going to complain. So you got to just not worry about it. You just got to focus on what you can control. And right now, what you can control is performing the best in the situation that you have. And performing your best right now means doing it via WebEx or doing it through a walkthrough or doing it on a video chat or whatever it is. Then you do your best. I mean, you know, Chris Kleiman, you know, win that dang day. You know, you got to win that dang day every possible way you can win that dang day. And I think if you have that attitude and have had that attitude during this and didn't let the negative side affect you, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. You're going to do and come out on the other side very, very good compared to a lot of the other people who have been complaining about this the whole time. And again, it continues to go back to these conversations that we've had about the Kansas City Chiefs and why I'm picking them to repeat as Super Bowl champions, not only because they're the best team in the NFL, but because they've handled this pandemic better than anybody else around the league has handled this pandemic. And not one time have you heard a player or a coach say anything negative or complain or let their guard down or say it's not nothing. Everything's been positive. Everything's been focused on moving forward, and that's why I think they've got an unbelievable shot to repeat as champions.
One has cracked the 100. We'll tell you who next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.